you want to be in. And when someone looks at your core values, you want two things to happen in the interview. You want them to look at the value, core values, and go, that's really interesting. Or you want them to look at the core values and run. I'm not going to teach this now, which is hard for me. But this is hard for me because I really enjoy this stuff. And I know for a fact that a lot of you have heard me say this quite a few times, but you're still not doing it. So here are the tools that you have to have in the business. You have to have these tools for context. First tool is, it's on the first page there, you have to have a code of honor. I've just given you an example of ours. You have to have a code of honor. You have to have, in some way, shape, or form, rules. This is for you to, as quickly as possible, let a potential hire. This is how I want you to think about it. When someone new comes into the business, how are you, as quickly as possible, letting them know what this place is like? If you love giving hugs, then put that in there. Like, if you like, if you hate that people are not on time, then put that on there. But the quickest way to come up with your core values is to answer the following questions. First one is, how do I know when this place is rocking? What's this place like when it's awesome? Like, are there high fives? Is everyone on time? Is everyone showing up to meetings? Is everyone participating? I don't know. Is there good energy? What does this place do when it's rocking? When it's rocking, when it's at its best, like your best shift, you're like, that's awesome. Are people cleaning up off each other? Are people like complimenting each other? I don't know. But answer those questions. That'll give you the first part. And then the next question you want to answer to come up with your core values is what really pisses you off. Because this is about letting the potential person coming into the team know your quirkiness and weirdness as quickly as possible. Raise your hand if you're a little bit weird. We're all weird. Like, human beings are freaking weird. Like, I am uncomfortable about time. So what I mean by that is I am irrational. I have an irrational relationship with, if I've got a meeting and five people are late, I'm irrational about it. The sweats happen. Okay, like it's not rational, but like I want someone in my team to know very quickly. Like, just so you know, it's not you, it's me. I'm like a weirdo with that shit. So like, are you sure you're gonna be okay with timeliness? You guys understand? Yes. And like, what other weirdness do you have? Like, just so you know, like I'm a little bit weird with like this and this and this. Are you sure? When Elizabeth applied for the job for customer service here, and my PA, if you will, I was like, just so you know, I'm like really, really hard to work with because I'm like on the go, I'm flying all over the place, and like, you're definitely going to be left alone a lot. Like, are you sure? Like, are you sure you want this job? Like, that's the type of environment you want to be in. And when someone looks at your core values, you want two things to happen in the interview. You want them to look at the value, core values, and go, that's really interesting. Or you want them to look at the core values and run. You want to get rid of them as quickly as possible before they join your team. Because what we all do wrong is we put on these great faces, we put on our like prettiest face, and then we do the interview and we tell everyone how amazing our business is, when the reality is there is so much messiness in business. How many of you agree? Like, I want you to air your dirty laundry as quickly as possible in the interview. Just so you know, we suck at this, we suck at that, and we suck at this. And if you're wanting this, then I'm probably not the right place for you. I'm just being honest. I'm really bad at this. But if you want to come to a place where like we embrace good energy and we compliment each other and we talk about personal development and we genuinely want the best for you, then we're a good place for you. But if you're wanting a place that's like perfect to this, this, and this, then we're not a good place. Does it make sense? Yeah. Cool. Core values. I've got two things happen with core values. One, you've got core values, which is anywhere from 3 to 7 statements that best describes who you are. My best piece of advice for you is less is more. We've had 12, and it sucked. And then it sucked less at 8. And I think even if it was better, it would be better at 6. Like, but 8, we kind of got it. Less is more. People don't remember more than 6. But it just helps you control. It just helps you also be there to have the. Because in business, it sucks being the policeman all the time. And as a business owner, what you're all doing wrong is really tough for me not to teach this part, but I have to move away because we've got so much to cover. But I'll just cover this very, very quickly. In business, it's so hard being the policeman all the time. So you really need something, instead of you being the policeman all the time, you need something that you get to go, is it okay if I call you on something in the core values? So that what you all do, what a lot of people are doing wrong is they feel like they have to be policing all the time because they're policing when the core values is the policeman. It's just to go, hey, is it okay if I talk to you about something? Like, remember, core values, can I call you on core value number four? Core value number four says, be early, prepared, and present. Why do you think I'm having this conversation with you? Well, I wasn't on time. Cool. Anything we need to talk about? No, I won't do it again. We're good. Then the core value is the policeman. Okay? And then, because people, the one big mistake I see with core values is everyone's writing things like integrity. Like, your definition of integrity is completely different to somebody else's definition of integrity. So you may have that in, but then you need something which is the next page behind that page, which is something called your value speech. So then your value speech will give a bit more context to those sentences. So what do you mean by being on time? So for me, you might say, in this business, when I say being on time, I actually mean be early. So when Sir Clive Woodward, with his World Cup winning team, he threw a book in the middle of the circle and he said, we need to make the rules. So what are the rules, guys? What time do we have to be at a practice? Everyone's like, well, someone's like 30 minutes, whatever. I'm like, no, I think you should be dressed, ready to go 30 minutes before, or whatever it is. So they came up with the rules together, at the definitions of the rules. So that is a values speech. So if you look at this, another three or four sentences that just define that sentence. If you've got those two things, just those two things, your hiring's going to be way, way better. This is the whole interview, by the way. I'll just give that to someone. Great, read that. Write the sentence down. Any thoughts, fears, or concerns? Any thoughts, fears, or concerns? Please read those two things. Awesome. Any thoughts, fears, or concerns? That's the whole interview, basically. A couple things. Core values change every 90. They don't change every 90 days. They get reviewed every 90 days. Okay, so don't get hung up on the core values because they get reviewed every 90 days. If you need to change them, you change them. Just get them out. And there is a different skill set to developing core values when you have a team as opposed to when you're starting from scratch. So that's with core values. Hey guys, thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. If you haven't yet subscribed, please subscribe, hit the like button, and share the video or leave a comment. It really means a lot to me. Also, if you haven't subscribed, my statistics show that over 70% of you that watch my videos aren't subscribed. Hit the subscribe button. You do not want to miss the practice growth strategies I'm going to be teaching over the next couple of months. See you on the other side.